Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale, and it is race season, gentlemen. It is time to go racing. We're done playing football, and now we're ready to go play some racing. Whether it's going to go straight or we're going to go in circles, what we're going to go do. But anyway, everybody, thanks for joining into us here this morning. And our special guest, Monza. Monza, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm excited for your car to be here. Everybody needs to come out and see Monza, get a T-shirt, get a die-cast car, get a picture with him. And kids, come and welcome to jump in the car with it and get a picture inside the car. We've got the door off of it and everything else, too. So, again, Monza, thanks for being here. Nick, we got a heck of a show starting off. People are flocking in the door for the race open house here, 9 to 4. You don't want to miss it. We got all kinds of fun things going on right now. The rope control car races are going on over here on the stage. We've got the simulator running off over there. And we're going to have a fastest, not lap times, but fastest position. You're going to race against 20 cars on the Daytona 500. And top finisher gets 100, gets 300, second gets 200, and third place gets 100 bucks. And if we've got a tie, we'll have a little race off. So we'll have to have
there. We go.
Barta Bar's over in the other corner showing off the motorcycles and stuff. So lots of stuff happening here. And Nick, what kind of specials and things we got rolling so far?
We got Nick.
It's the Nick and Nick show. we've got specials on everything. So everything parts wise and accessory wise is on sale. Percentages off, big discounts. Come check it out. We've moved a lot of our inventory out here into the showroom at the dealership so you can see it and touch it and feel it. And so come out here and save some money today.
Okay, Renegade's going to put on some classes upstairs in our training room, and they're excited to be here too. So lots of stuff there, lots of vendors here to look at, talk to, and everything else too for anything in your racing needs. So it's a call-in show, 316-462-3673. And it's normally anything that's ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, or helping you diagnose your car. But you know what? Today's anything about racing. Whatever you want to call in, and you get this great price package, buy it over $130. It's our works package, which is an oil change, tire rotation, nitrogen for your tires, BG products for your fuel, $10 in Mel's Diner, and $10 in our owner's rewards points, and from that part, too. So that's for each and every caller calling the show. So let's get the things rolling here. 316-462-3673. Is the number to call in and we're getting all positioned up all in right. Here in the show. Okay, Mons, I'm going to flip over to you for a minute, buddy. You've been gone on the road all over. Put a lot of seat time, windshield time, as I should say. Can you give us any update on the new car or anything? Is that still kind of not yet? Or
well, I went down about 10 days and checked it out. They're actually way behind schedule. I guess everybody that worked there caught COVID.
Yeah.
So the shop got shut down for a couple of weeks. They're hard on it this week, making pretty good progress. He still says I'll be testing it by the end of March.
Beautiful. And then you were gone somewhere. Can you talk about that?
We went racing and filmed America's Top 20. We were on the road for 31 days.
Wow.
Did 15 episodes in 31 days.
Wow.
Came home from that for 2 days and then took off for Georgia and Florida to drop a motor off, get it freshened. Picked up the new motor for the new car, took it to Florida, dropped it off, and then come back home.
I
went home another 3 days, and here I am here.
a lot of windshield time. So can you talk about the America's Top 20 at all? Can you say anything about that yet or anything?
I can't say too much about it. I'll say we finished strong.
That's what we need to hear. So excited for this year. Excited for our partnership with you and everything else too. And so you think end of March you're going to be, would you say, testing in Georgia?
Yeah, but probably Florida, testing in Florida, and then our first race of the season starts in Florida, so I'll be right there ready.
And how many test times do you think you'll get out of that situation before you can actually?
I mean,
or how many are you going to need, I guess is what I should say.
My guy that's going to help us tune this car is very familiar with this combo. Probably one day at the track, it'll be ready to race.
That's it.
Wow.
That's pretty fast, pretty good. So anyway, again, I can't tell you how excited we are with the partnership with you, what we can do to help each other grow your racing side and our side with Mel Hamilton Ford Racing and stuff too. And it's going to be fun this year to see where you go and how many races you can win. And I will tell you, I've never really sat down, but I did the other night, sit down and watch you on TV. It is some intense stuff.
What's airing right now, we did pretty good. That was all filmed last spring, and we had a pretty good grip on that car. We were a thorn in their side for sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing is the Camaro is nothing close to what the Chevelle is going to be. Is that correct?
No, the Chevelle is a purpose-built, no-prep car. this thing started out as a back half car. It was actually built before Street Outlaws come along, and we've just upgraded and changed stuff around and tried to keep it competitive over the last 11 years. It's been tough.
That's how long you've been racing that car, is 11 years.
Yeah.
And just up and up and upgrades. Oh, got a car, did we, Josh? Got a caller getting ready to come in here, so we'll see who what the question is and that sort of thing, too. So, Ian, Vincent, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yes, I was curious. How many races is Jake Nightingale going to run this year?
How many races is Jake going to run? Well, the schedule we got set out there right now, it's somewhere around the 42 number is about what we got set on the schedule so far.
Is he going to run any at 81?
We'll not be running at 81 Speedway. We're going to be running at Salina, Dodge City, and Hayes is kind of our main schedule for where the seats at times where we're going to be at for right now.
So is he going to be at the bowling at Humboldt?
Not going to be there either, because basically what we've done, Vincent, is we took in last year's car that was kind of a combo car from IMCA to the NCRA or an USRA setup, and kind of had a mixture in between, and we adjusted the car a little bit to hit which track we were going to go at or whatever. And it was quite a workout to change that car back and forth. So now we have taken last year's car, and we have dedicated that car strictly to IMCA. It's 100% IMCA. That's what that car is going to run. And Buddy and Tanner are building Jake another new car. So it's coming. So we'll have another new car. And I'm going to say the new car is probably going to somewhere around the June timeframe is what I'm guessing. Maybe July. We'll see how Buddy and Tanner goes, but it's going to be depending on what Tanner can do racing, what time he's got for us and everything else too.
So, okay. So possibly Hutch Nationals then?
We're planning on being at the Hutch Nationals. Yes, we are. That's what we're planning on. That's Jake's favorite track to run as a Hutch track. And I don't know, there's something about that track I kind of like it too. So it's going to be fun to run Hutch Nationals.
Oh, yeah. All righty.
Well, Vincent, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Have a good day, bud.
See you soon.
You bet.
Bye.
All right. 316-462-3673. Any questions you got? You want to talk to Monza, ask him anything whatsoever? I'd love to hear from you. 316-462-3673. Get a great price package by over $130 for each and every caller. Love to have you on the show with us today. So what have I missed out on, guys? Anything?
Rewards card. Make sure you get your rewards card. You're going to save 5% back even after the discounts today. And then you can continue to use that throughout the season and receive 5% back from your purchases here at Mel Hamilton Racing.
And, Monza, are you going to race this truck today?
Sure.
Okay. We got the setup out there ready to go?
Track prepped? Should be here setting up about 11 o'clock was the guy's goal here.
Okay, so let's tell everybody what we're doing here. We got the RC truck.
We're now Traxxas RC dealer. Traxxas has an awesome drag racing no prep program. You can purchase a truck just like this, ready to go racing. And outside one of the local RC drag racing groups will have a tree and a light and a timing system and everything going. So you'll be able to take your RC car down the track and give you time, a mile an hour and everything cool like that. So you'll be able to purchase one from us or bring the one that you already have from home. And then if you realize you get beat, then there's a many upgrading things you can do and make them even faster. So
I feel like Nick probably needs to make some upgrades on this I go out here racing.
I think there's probably setup changes, and that's what's got to happen here.
I don't think you own anything that's box stock.
No, that's not.
Is that box stock right now?
Yeah, that one is right now.
That's not going to work, Nick.
Nick, we got some gears on the shelf and some better batteries and some stuff.
We're talking, right?
We'll have all that fun going on. There's all
11 o'clock.
RC.
There's a racing out there.
Yep.
Someone just brought me a car too. That says I got a race too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard that.
I guarantee you, his is all modified. Mine's bone stock, right?
No, his is bone stock too.
Well, yeah, that's not probably a fair comparison. What I'm finding out though, is it?
Actually, so in a long distance, that X01 will definitely give that truck a run for the money. And that short of a distance, that truck might take that X01.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
We got to put a handicap on Philly somehow.
Yep. The other thing cool we got going on today, too, is the Aeromotive and Waterman is in the house. So if you have any type of fuel system questions, fuel pumps, filters, regulators, They can answer all your questions for that, along with, you know, Renegades here. You also got Rod End Supply.
And Maxima Oils here. Troy, the regional rep for Maxima's here. If you want to have any questions about oil or what oil you need to be running in your hot rod or anything like that, he's very knowledgeable and he's ready to take your questions.
Okay, don't remember when you come in the door, get registered up for all kinds of prizes. Lisa's worked her tail off getting all kinds of great prizes given away. So here shortly we'll start drawing for some of those and some crazy stuff she's put together that I've witnessed in that too. Don't want to forget getting on a semi. Monza, have you thought about getting on the simulator and going in circles maybe?
I'm going to give it a try.
You're going to give it a try? It's that Daytona is pretty, really honestly, it's pretty easy, but it's a lot of fun too. I know you like going straight. I will tell you, I don't know if I've told you this or not, before Jake went in circles, I tried to get him to go straight, go on the drag. I could not get him convinced to do it because I love drag racing. I love to get behind the wheel and go. So I'm right there with you. So, but it's fun to do that circle thing too. And then we got the kids already going on the remote control cars. So got the roaring entertainment here for that situation. The kids can jump on there all day long. Looks like there's more adults over there than our kids. So,
I think that was a problem last year too.
Okay, 316-462-3673. Let's get the phones ringing. Love to talk to Monza, ask any questions whatsoever. Love to hear from you and everything else. Got people filing in the door right now, getting registered up for the prizes and stuff.
There are a lot more people in this building right now than there was when we started this radio show. So, it's going to be a big event out here today. You're not going to want to miss it.
Okay, looks like, do we have another caller coming, Josh? We'll get Michael on here real quick. 316-462-3673. Let's get the phones ringing. Love to hear from you. Ask some questions, anything ailing your car. But Monza's in the house, so let's talk some stuff to Monza and stuff too. So are we ready, Josh? Coming through? She's patching him through here real quick, so we'll get him on the phone. And Michael, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, what are you guys up to up there?
Having a great time here at the Race Open House. Got a lot of people here already. Are you coming?
Oh, no, I'm not going to make it up there today. I'm too old. I like to hang around the house on Saturday.
I get it. So what else happened? You got a question for Monza? Got a question for us? Or
I do have a question for Monza.
Okay.
Ask him if there's any cool cars in the showroom floor that he can set in and test drive like we used to do.
I've seen a little SS Camaro back there we could take for a test drive.
A test drive in the old Camaro? Yeah, I can't remember what year. What year is that thing?
2002?
2004?
10.
Is it 10? Yeah. 10. 10 or 11. 10 or 11 Camaro SS with a blower on it. It's got 585 horsepower that he's been drooling on ever since he walked into the showroom floor yesterday. And it's only got 100, well, it's like 60-something.
Terry knows how to do it, man. He don't need a key.
I just got to figure out how to get both these cars in the trailer.
Man, we got to know the trailer if you need help with that. Yeah.
We can make that happen.
The showroom floor, man.
Yeah, there's quite a few cars in there I think we could have some fun with. We got Roberts' Mustang sitting over here, and we got our drag car sitting over there. So maybe we've got
to. Yeah, Terry knows who he's talking to, don't he?
He doesn't, nope.
Michael Henson.
Oh, Mike, what's up?
What are you doing, Jerry?
I didn't recognize your voice on this headset.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Hop in that car over there and let it rip. We used to do it.
What I'm going to need is you to come on up here with a blank check and go ahead and get this thing paid for so I can bring it to the house.
Well, I got a blank check, but they'd probably catch me at the state line on the way out.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, I just want to tell you congratulations, man. You're doing a good job. You really worked your butt off to get where you're at, Jerry.
Thank you, Mike. We've had a lot of help along the way, including help from you, so we sure appreciate it.
Well, we miss you around here. If you ever get a chance, come on by and swing by, and we'll see what we can do, what we can tear up, man.
We got a couple weeks off. I'll see if I can get by there, and we'll go to lunch or something.
That'll work. But don't forget, getting one of those cars over there here in a minute. I want to hear it.
You want to video me making engine noises in there like you used to? We used to go into car lots with Mike, and I'd get to looking for him. He'd be off and sitting in a car over there acting like he was driving and making engine noises and stuff. I'm like, get out of there, Mike.
Yeah, yep. That sounds like a little fun, to be honest with you. But more fun to go real time, right?
Yeah,
we were pretty old back then.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah,
age caught up. Yeah, we were a little ornery.
Yeah, yes, we were.
So you must know Mike.
You boys have fun.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you, Mike. I'll come by and see you, buddy.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, you too.
Okay, do we need a little background history on Mike and you? What?
Mike is Henson Racing Engines in Piedmont there in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I used to work for Mike. I worked there for 3 or 4 years building motors.
Gotcha. So long-time friend, huh?
Yeah. And good, very good guy.
But it kind of sounded like there might have been a little pranks going on or a few little racing things.
If anybody that knows Mike knows he is a prankster. He's a handful. I promise if you spend the evening with him, the next morning your cheeks will hurt from laughing.
That's beautiful. All right, let's keep the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Love to hear from you. Anything you want to talk about, A on your car, anything automobile world, or anything racing. That's what we really want to talk about today is racing world, what's going on and stuff like that too. So, Mark, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
I want to ask Mazda, what do you like better, the turbo or the nitrous?
I like the turbos. The problem with them is they're hard to tune, and I'm old school, so the nitrous was easier for me. We're actually going to make another change now, and the new car is going to be Pro Charger because it's a whole lot more like a nitrous car, easier to tune, easier to drive.
Oh, it is no turbos on a new car.
No.
I did not realize that.
It's going to be a Hemi with a Pro Charger.
Okay.
So if I had my preference, it'd be something I could tune myself, but luckily my boy's starting to get this turbo stuff figured out pretty good. He's doing real good on the computer, so the turbos are definitely the most power you'll make. For sure. Nothing's going to compete with them on power.
So turbo will make more than a supercharge?
Oh, yeah. Way more.
Really?
There's nothing out there that's going to make more power than a set of twin turbos. I'm actually have more power in this car than my new car will have.
And you're doing that just for drivability? Or are you doing that for consistency?
I'm doing it because the Pro Charger cars will 60-foot and out 330 a turbo car. Turbo car is a back half car. In other words, they run a lot of mile an hour out the back. So the problem I have with turbos is the Pro Charger cars will get out on me a car and a half, and I ain't got enough real estate to run them down.
To run them back down. Yeah.
So we're going to try to go faster in the front half like everybody else is doing and see how that works out for us.
Okay, so let's go back to that. How many of the outlaw guys out there are running Pro Chargers versus turbos? Is it about a 50-50 then, or is it more of a...
It's definitely leaning more towards the Pro Charger side, especially in the No Prep Kings part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was one turbo car in the top 10 and probably 5 or 6 Hemi Pro Chargers and a couple screw blowers.
A couple screws too, huh?
Yep.
Well, that was a great question. Love the questions. Let's keep them coming. Anything else you got, buddy?
I'm just want to say that I'm pulling for Team Mazda, and I hope to see him on the top.
Well, we are too. We're pulling for him all the way around. I can promise you that too. So, anyway, Mike, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. All right, we got another call coming in, Josh. Get Ariel patched in here real quick and see what kind of question that Ariel's got here real fast. So, I didn't know that. Steve, I'm not catching up on the text, so let's go to Steve. You're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead. Oh, I see now, Josh, where it's at. Steve, you there? Steve, maybe not.
Hey, how's...
Oh, there you are.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Awesome. Having a great time.
How about you guys?
Great time here at the open house here this morning. So what's happening, buddy?
Awesome. Hey, I wanted to say I'm a big fan of Street Outlaws. Big shout out to Monza, and the team of the 405. And I just kind of wanted to say that and let you guys know that, I fully support what you guys are doing and everything. So I love it. I love more of the 405 and the farm truck and Asian stuff. As well, I'm not too much of a fan of like the fastest in America and stuff like that, but like I like watching what you guys do and tune up your cars and and just, you know, the regular home life. You know, that's what I'm interested in. You know, I'm sure that's what everybody else has mentioned as well. You know, we just like to kind of, you know, hang out and just, you know, kind of watch you guys do what you do, you know, because that's what we love the most.
Exactly. So what's the fastest in America? What's that?
Sorry, go ahead, Monza.
That's 405 is not a part of that one.
Not a part of that one.
No, that's JJ Hustle deal. The different teams and the ones he always seems to win.
Oh, got you. One of those deals. I got you.
We do like America's Top 20, the OG Street Outlaw Show, and the No Prep Kings. And I think there's a couple more coming up in the works.
In the works. Very cool. Well, awesome. Thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem. Thank you for allowing me to call in. Appreciate you guys.
Call anytime. Thanks.
Keep up the good work, Bonza. Appreciate
thanks.
You.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, Josh, we got another call because I'm getting lost on the text deal here already. We ready for Ariel? She's in queue, getting ready to come up. Okay. Sorry, I got mixed up on the text here real quick. We'll get Ariel on the line here. But while we're waiting, 316-462-3673. Let's get the phones ringing. Love to talk to you, answer any of your questions for Monza, whatever. It'd be great to have you from that part too. And then Nick, I seen Goose come in. So maybe here in a little bit, we get him on too after we get Kenny on or whatever on that part too. A couple more.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick and Nick. Anyway.
Everybody, all your KID racers, this is your chance to come out and meet Goose. He's one of the main operators of KID.
Okay, Arrow, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering, what made him choose the Camaro, and was it his childhood dream car?
Actually, yeah, the Rally Sport split bumper Camaro was something I was wanted when I was a kid. It's not the ideal race car because of the way the quarter panels are made, but we have made it work because it was, yeah, pretty much one of my dream cars.
What was your first car?
My first car would have been a 70 Dodge Challenger.
Dodge Challenger. Then you got over the right side and got on the Chevy side. Is that right?
Then, my second car was a 68 El Camino, and it's been Chevy ever since.
Ever since. Well, very cool. Learning some more trivia about Monza here, that's for sure. So, great question, Ariel.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else, Ariel?
Nope. That should do it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. All right, Josh, getting some more callers coming. Russell, get Russell on here real quick.
Sorry,
Francis is coming next. All right, we've got some. Anyway, we're waiting. 316-462-3673. It sounds like it's questions for Monza, but that's perfectly fine. That's what we need. So are we ready, Josh? Not yet. Coming up here too. So, and you get a great price package, about $130 for each and every caller. Love to hear from you. Everybody's filing in here, getting their shirts and everything, getting stickers, getting registered up for the prizes and everything. It's going to be fun to be giving away here shortly. When Lisa gets here, you'll be blown away at the prizes we'll be giving away. Are we ready? Francis, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hi there. Big fan from Perry, Oklahoma. I have a question for Monza that may seem a little naive, but for us racing fans out here who watch Street Outlaws, I'm a little confused about the difference between what it takes to be a No Prep King and a street racer. I know I'm just a little bit confused, and can you educate the 60-year-old teacher?
it's just the setup in the cars, the suspension, four link, power management. It's you can't never put as much power down on the street as you can on a racetrack. So whether it's No Prep or not, so we just have to change the setup on the car every time we go from one to the other.
It's basically the car is the same.
Yes. So is it a big process? It's not something you can do like midstream, I take it.
I mean, we can usually do it in a day. The problem with it is we never get it back identical to how it was, no matter how much we write down or how much we think we've got in our brain. It never ends up the same. So that's the main reason for building another car, so we can leave this one set up for the street and not be changing stuff on it all the time.
I wondered about that. Well, I absolutely love watching it. I'm a science teacher, so problem solving is a big thing, and I reference you quite often in the classroom.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe I need your phone number. Maybe you can use some science and help me with some problems.
Well, that's, Well, that data matters, and believe it or not, that inner science, when we talk about the atmosphere and the conditions, I love that when you reference the temperature, because that matters to us. So I'm absolutely a fan. Keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
Thank you. Thanks for the support.
Yes, Francis, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Josh, who's next, buddy? Russell's coming up next. Is he in the queue? Not yet. He's getting patched in here, so we'll get Russell on next. You know, while we're waiting on Russell to get in here, during rounds, how much does the temperature and pressures and all that stuff do you actually have to adjust to the car? See what I'm saying?
I mean, on the racetracks, you got hot tracks, greasy tracks. The track starts cooling off, it gets tighter. So you make air pressure adjustments and rear shock adjustments, and it's a learning process for sure. I mean, I've come from all these years of street racing. I never was a track racer because I couldn't afford to go out there and run with the money. So that's why I started street racing when I did, because I could take a little cheap car and outrun this guy in his $50,000 car, because I could make it work.
Make it work. Yep.
Now I'm racing on racetracks with all this money, and we're still learning ourselves.
Learning every day, really, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk to Russell. Russell, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, Monza, I was wondering, I know you have your son tuning your cars. What age does he start learning how to do that stuff? I'm a mechanic myself, and I was taught at a really young age, about nine.
This was his second or third year tuning this car. I mean, he just got the computer thrown in his lap and said, here, learn this. It was the people I was working with before. They kept us locked out of the ECU, so we couldn't learn nothing. And I had to pay them. So when we went turbo, so there was a point when we got tired of not being in control of our own car, and I handed him the laptop and said, "Here, learn this," because he's very computer smart, and he's picked it up really fast. Yep. So he's probably 2.5 years he's been on that computer, and that car's been in the threes at 200 mile an hour. So
he's got something for figuring out.
Yeah,
he's figuring it out for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he has, man. So proud of you. I'm so proud to follow you. Keep going, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Russell, thanks for the call, buddy. Anyway, 316-462-3673. Let's keep the phone questions coming. Love to answer your questions, and I know Mons has got a lot of data to give you on your questions and stuff, too. So let's go back to that tuning side of that. There's so much data in that computer to look at and everything else like that. But that gives you the ideas how to change, but is it just little bitty changes as he's adjusting that through the deal, or is it a huge change, or is it?
Once the car is working, it's very small changes up to the point where you get it working. You could be in left field. You could have to make some big changes, but once we've got the car going A to B straight, then he just picks away at it, makes it a little faster each pass.
And then once you come back after each pass, you're analyzing that data. How many different things are you analyzing from, like wheel speed, drive shaft speed?
Yeah, you got drive shaft sensors. We've got wheel speed. We've got ride height. We've got
ride heights too.
We can monitor anything in the engine. I mean, that engine's like on, you know, you go to the hospital and you're laying in the bed and you got this little deal up here telling you what's going on in your body.
Same thing with the motor.
Yeah.
Same with the motor. Yep. Very true. 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. And Ballman, why don't you go see if you can round up Kenny? Let's get him on.
I'm looking at him right here, so I'm going to try to go find him.
And then the next thing is Goose is kind of running around. Maybe we get him on, see where he needs to be set up to, and that sort of stuff too from that part. You want to go help Goose or whatever. Have you met Goose yet, Monza?
There you go, buddy. What's going on?
All right, we got Goose here. Let's see. Let's get the old mic dinner.
He needs a haircut.
Goose, Monza, Goose. And then he got a new nickname and went down to his shop the other day.
What was it?
Lisa made it and made me do it.
Uh-oh.
Long-haired hippie friend here. So
it kind of fits, right?
We kind of come in that same era. I think the hair just goes with it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. That's not the first time I've heard somebody refer to you as a long-haired hippie.
Yeah, I probably won't be the last. I've been called a whole lot worse.
All right, so we got Goose from Kansas International Dragway, and now Kenny has joined us from MAD. And so we got callers still coming, right? Let's see. We're ready to go.
He's just mad because I'm kidding, and that's Monza.
All All right, let's go to phones and talk to Jordan. Jordan, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, what are you guys doing today?
Just having fun here at the race open house, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Right. I am too. Hey, I just want to, you know, I had a question. When the top fuel guys were on the show a couple months ago, I believe it might have been Scott Palmer. It was really interesting to learn that those do not have shocks and springs and suspensions. That the chassis is actually the suspension. In this snow prep stuff, is that the same case, or do you guys have like a 4-bar shock and spring suspension?
Yeah, we got shock struts. I mean, we definitely need suspension for what we're doing.
The biggest difference that you run into between like what Monza and the Street Outlaw guys are doing and the top fuel cars is the amount of wheelbase that you've got between the cars. When you got a 300-inch long dragster, you've got a lot of flex within that chassis. But these cars, you know, 128-inch wheelbase street car, you don't have that flex that you have with those top fuel dragsters. So, yeah, definitely a lot of four-link suspension going into some of these street cars.
Yeah, spring rates and all that come into play big time.
Kind of sounds like a dirt setup, doesn't it, Jordan?
It sounds a lot like a dirt setup. I'm impressed. But I like, you know, I've never been a huge drag racing fan, but I love the no prep stuff. I mean, you guys truly are, you're the bull riders of drag racing. I love it. You guys are.
So I guarantee you some of them passes are like a bull ride.
Monza, you've experienced a couple of those passes
Have one or two, maybe.
Yeah.
It happens.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys get back to it. I got to go cook for you guys. So.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. All right. 316-462-3673. Let's keep the questions coming. And now we've got Candy from Mad and we got Goose from Kansas International, their kid. So anything new coming out of Kid yet?
Not yet. We're still bringing in a lot of estimates to get the concrete barriers up and whatnot. And then we're going to be taking care of the stands a little bit. Just pushing along as we go.
Anywhere close on a schedule yet?
Kevin's about done. He's about done. I'm going to blame him.
All right. Blame me on that part too. How about Kansas, Mad? What's new and exciting at Mad this year?
We're doing some more improvements to the track. We've got some concrete work that's going to get done. We've got some more lights that are going up in the shutdown area and then in the pits. And then we're getting some speakers hung in the pit area, make it a little easier for the racers to be able to hear what's going on. We just signed a deal where we've got the PMRA motorcycle racing that's going to be at all four of our heads up races this year. Schedule is out. It's on the Facebook page. We've got 7 bracket races, 4 heads up races. We've got the Titans of 10-5 coming. Kid will have them too. So we'll have them in June, I think 4th and 5th, and then Kid's going to have them the 29th and 30th. So two chances to see Titans of 10-5 in this area.
What's Titans 10-5? What's that?
That is a heads up racing series. So a lot of index racing. There's some small tire, big tire. So it's a heads up racing series that travels around. So they've got like Ozark, Mad, Kid, Tulsa, Mocan, and there's a couple others on there. I can't remember what they are, but they've got about six or seven races that they do around the area. But it's all heads up racing when they come out. So, but you know, we're getting through all of our sponsors, getting everybody signed back up. Same thing that Kid's kind of going through right now, and everybody's getting prepped. Our first opening day is going to be March 6th. That's going to be our first test and tune, weather permitting, you know, if we don't get any more of this white stuff.
Yeah.
And then March 13th is our second test and tune, and first bracket race out the door is the 27th of March. So it's all coming quick.
It is coming quick. As I said, football's over. It's time to go racing.
Well, I was watching Winter Nationals of Pomona, and I told my wife last night, I was like, why do they get to go racing? Why can't I go racing right now?
So. All right, 7-3. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. You want to talk anything about Kansas International Dragway, Mad, or you want to talk to Monza about any kind of questions? Let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Anyway, Monza, you're talking about that bull riding. Have you ever crashed that car? You have.
Why you got to bring up old stuff?
Because I heard you say that one day that your son said, Dad, I seen both sides of that door.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that thing when it's really doing that much?
I mean, he'll get on my butt because he says he sees both sides of it. And 9 times out of 10, it don't feel that violent to me. But I guess from watching behind, it's a little more than I thought it was.
Do you video any of your races to go back and watch the car too?
Yeah, he videos. Every time that car leaves the starting line, he's videoing
He's videoing, so you can go back and watch it and see what you do and stuff.
Main thing is we're watching the back of the car, squat, wheel speed, stuff like that.
Very cool. Very cool. 316-462-3673. Hey, we had some great callers. Love to take some more and get a great price package valued over $130 for each and every caller. So let's get the phones. We're going to 316-462-3673. So anything else out of Kansas International Dragway?
No, we're, like I said, we're still plugging along. You got an open invite anytime you want to come out. Just ring the bell and we'll open her up for you.
Okay, sounds good.
All kinds of testing too.
Okay, and then so Goose is going to be here today. So if you want to come out and meet him and talk to him, what's going on at Kansas International Dragway, that's why he's here. So love to have you come out. Of course, Kenny, you're going to be here all day too if anyone wants to talk what's going on at MAD from that part. So love to have your questions, love to have you, whatever. And looks like we got another caller coming, huh, Josh? We'll get, looks like we got Russell getting ready to come through here. So we'll get Russell online, see what kind of question he's got there also. So don't forget, race open house 9 to 4. Lots of exciting stuff going on. Lunch 11 to 1. And get registered up for all the great prizes stuff we're going to be giving away. It's going to be fun because Lisa's done some great job putting a lot of great things together. Got a lot of specials on all the parts. And jump on your simulator so you can get the fastest time, fastest finishing over there at Daytona 500. And the kids, of course, I shouldn't say kids, there's still more adults over there running the RC from Roaring Entertainment playing around there too. And then, of course, bar to bars over there with all the motorcycles and stuff. So all kinds of stuff here for any kind of racing that you want to go do or questions you got. And then we've got Aeromotive over here. We got Renegade. We've got Rod End Supply. Maximum Oils are here. So lots of stuff to look at and everything else too. So are we ready? Russell, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Russell, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Perfect.
Yeah, I was calling in to, I think I was talking to Mazda.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, I just want to call in, man, and say great job this year, man. See, really doing your thing.
Yeah, we got it turned around over the last winter and had a pretty successful spring. So
yeah,
we think we're headed in the right direction with it.
Yeah, you seem to be, man. You're doing a great job. I'm a big fan, so I don't think I missed the show.
Well, we appreciate your support, buddy.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio. I don't know whenever you guys are going to be in Ohio ever again, but I try to plan on coming out and see you guys when you're here in Ohio.
I believe we've got a No Prep King event up there at some point in time this year.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely be there, man, and I'll be rooting for you. Like I said, great job. I look forward to seeing you, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. 316-462-3673. We've got another caller coming. Nope. Oh, I got to keep moving over and getting out of the picture, am I?
I think that's going to be at Norwalk, isn't it?
Might be. Yeah, there's so many of them, I don't remember.
anymore, aren't they?
All I know is we're zigzagging all over the dang world.
Yeah. Hey, when will that America's Top 20, when will that air, do you know?
I'm not sure. I'm going to guess probably pretty quick.
Pretty quick. So it's not something down the months away, it's weeks away probably is what
probably
you're saying.
Probably so, yeah.
And how many episodes you say there was? 31?
We did 15 episodes.
In 31 days.
Yeah. You know how demanding that is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That poor car, it's worked its butt off.
So I think one of the biggest questions that I've always wanted to ask you guys, you know, because I've talked to you, I've talked to Dave, I've talked to Farm Truck, but like you guys were all just drag racers before the show came around. Like, how much has this really affected your life as from what it used to be to where you are now?
What life?
Right.
Okay. Let me just get my wife on the phone and ask her how it's affected our life. She, when we were gone for 31 days, we actually, Brandon had to drive home one night, 10 hours home, 10 hours back, to be back the next day with a different converter. We wanted to make a converter change. So he grabbed my wife and my dog and brought them back, and they stayed with us the last 2 weeks we were up there filming.
That's good.
So, and about 4 days in, she was ready to go back home. She wanted out of that toter.
31 days in a toter might get a little long, didn't it?
Yeah. Sounds did it get like long, John?
Yeah. Yeah, so really, truly, your life has really kind of upside down changed a lot since you got into this, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I am 100% on the road more than I'm at home.
Yeah.
And last year, I did not get to deer hunt at all. I've never missed a deer season in the last 40 years.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't get to go.
See, we need to do some contract negotiation on that.
Yeah.
Whoever the film company is, we need to negotiate some deer hunting time for Monza.
Yeah, I mean, he'll say, which is more important to you, making money or going deer hunting? All right, I'll be there.
So, you, James, ready? James, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, James. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I want to call in and I need to thank you and MH Ford Racing for becoming the title sponsor of the Modified series of videos on James Friend Videos this year. And I need to get down there, hopefully sometime before you shut everything down there. Are y'all going to be doing some burnouts in front of the store today?
We haven't talked about that yet because we didn't know what the weather was going to do, but I know one car is not going to do any burnouts, but we put something out there to go do a burnout in there. You all up for that, for a burnout in the front of the store?
I'll do a burnout anywhere.
Hey, we need to get Moore's Dragster out there too. Do a burnout in front of the store.
I wonder if his is ready to go or not. He might be, he might not be. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. But I know there's a yellow car sitting around here somewhere, be itching to do a burnout. What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, it won't be hard to get that out, will it, Josh?
No, it's gotta. I'm telling you, Monza, that yellow Mustang is a, for some reason, it is just a perfect burnout car for just burn off set. I burned a set of Hoosiers up in one burnout in that thing. So it's a lot of fun stuff. We might just have to.
That one's seen a few burnouts in this time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's seen a lot of burnouts, that's for sure. And every contest, I think it's set in. I don't think it's ever lost a burnout contest yet.
Well, see, you got to come down and go for the title at our burnout contest at Nostalgia, man.
I didn't know you had it.
Yeah.
When is that?
In September.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be there. He says, I'll be there.
We'll be there.
In a donk?
Yeah. Donk. Hey. Whatever I can use to get the crowd going, bring it, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, James, you're very welcome to the partnership. Love to help you. You do a great job doing all the videos and stuff like that, too, and you're a great ambassador for our sport and everything else, too. So you're very welcome, buddy. Keep the good work up on the videos, and we'll make it happen again this year.
All righty.
All right.
See y'all when I see you.
Yeah, we'll be here till 4, buddy, okay?
All right. Hopefully I'll be out there before y'all sit down, so.
All right, James. Sounds good, buddy. All right, 316-462-3673. We're all caught up here for a minute on the calls and stuff. So anything else out of Kansas International? Right, just waiting.
Negative
for,
on that, Ghost Rider.
Just negative, ready to go.
Yep.
What do you think? We'll have a schedule this week?
Yeah, you definitely will.
We'll have a schedule this week.
Hey, I've met somebody that talks less than me.
Really?
Hey. Yeah.
if they cut our hair off, we might talk more.
No.
It's kind of like that Samson thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I don't know if that changed that at all, would it? So.
No.
Okay, so after you leave here today, Monza, what's next on the schedule? Where are you at?
I'm going to go home and spend a couple weeks at home with my old lady, my puppy.
Yep.
And then probably the end of this month, 1st of March, I'm going to be in Florida trying to finish putting a new car together and get it ready to test.
And you talk to your puppy. Is that puppy that looked like a statue when we pulled up out your shop the other day?
Yeah, my little pit bull.
Yeah, he stood there. We first thought he was a statue. He was that hardly moving or anything at all. Just sit right there. And all of a sudden, he finally moved. Oh, hey.
That's the nicest dog you'll ever meet. He don't have a mean bone in his body. He just loves everybody.
Well, and that's the thing. He didn't even let out a bark or nothing. We pulled in there. He just jumped up on that deal there. He stood right there. And I did. I thought it was a statue.
He gets up on – that's a storm cellar. He can get his front legs up on there, and he's watching everything.
Does he go with you where you race and everything?
No. He's a handful. I promise you. Yeah. So – but I can tell you, when I leave the house, he is not a happy camper. He actually has anxiety issues. He is used to being right beside me since he was 5 weeks old. And
yeah,
it kills him when I leave. It kills me to drive off and leave him. I hate to do
it. I'm surprised he doesn't take him with you, but he's just a handful to track.
Yeah. And I mean, if I'm going somewhere, he can't stay in hotels. If I take the toter, sometimes we'll take him, but
yeah,
he's just, he is very high strung. Let's just say that.
I get it. Okay, we got another caller coming in. Who we got, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, go ahead.
This is Michael. Mike Fields.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
Perfect.
We got everybody on the live here. They're all saying one beside of you looks like Jeff Lutz. Is that the Lutz brother?
We're talking about you.
I know what you're saying.
Lutz couldn't grow that much hair in 20 years.
I got it up top, too. Oh, man.
I didn't say that, Lutz.
I have a 1975 Vega wagon. I run a little garage. A woman did not have the finances to finish paying me, and she backed up in a truck and unloaded a 572 big block crate. So we cut the firewall out and some inner fender wells, and we took a Camaro. It was a 4-speed Muncie. Next time you're up in the Bristol area, I'd like for you to take his thing down the track and sign the dash.
I might sign the dash, but I'm not sure I want it. That sounds kind of dangerous. 572 in a Vega with a 4-speed.
That does sound a little crazy, doesn't it?
That would be a handful. That'd be one at what, that bull ride.
It's, something I was trying to make it into one of those little wheelie, little clown wheelie car thing.
Okay, I got to know who
Lutz is. You know, the way it would stand up.
Yeah.
I have failed tremendously about it.
Yeah.
But you're my favorite racer, and it you keep doing it.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
All right. Have a good day, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Michael.
Yes, sir.
316-462-3673. We're going to get Kathleen on here next, see what questions she's got, and she'll get her patched in here real quick.
What'd you say?
Okay, we got to have an insight here on what Lutz. Who's he?
Jeff Lutz. He's one of the top 10. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got hair like you.
Okay.
He don't have hair like
this. No, he don't.
Wonder if Lutz is watching. Okay, Kathleen, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hi, is this Mazda?
This is.
This is Kathleen Harlow. You met 7 years ago in Hampton.
Okay.
My question is, are you going to beat Ryan Martin? Are you going to take Ryan's title in No Prep King Season 5?
Do you know what a tall order that is?
Yes and no.
Let's just say we're going to give it our best for sure.
I'm excited about your new car.
Yeah, me too. That's the whole reason behind this car. Somebody's got to give him some competition. Hopefully we can do it.
Well, I hear y'all coming to Virginia, but I can't come this year.
What? Dang. How come?
Because my grandparents got a family, they got a high school reunion the weekend y'all coming in April.
Well, what's more important, a reunion or No Prep Kings?
So I'm making No Prep Kings.
I put you on the speakerphone. Hold on.
You're gonna have to get your priorities right.
Oh, now she's getting in trouble. She's putting you on speaker.
No. I was going to put you on speaker, but I couldn't. I don't know. I think No Prep could be more important, Mazda.
I mean, yeah, I think that's a higher priority.
Okay, Mazda. I'll think about it, man.
Okay.
All right, Kathleen, thanks for the call.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, 316-462-3673. Just a few minutes left on the show, so.
She was about to get you in trouble with her grandparents,
man. I don't know what
she was
going to
put you
on
speakerphone and make you say.
No,
it.
I was fixing to put the mic down and walk off.
Okay, so who is she talking about? Who's the top of the crown right now?
Ryan Martin.
Fireball. Ryan
Martin. Nobody outruns Ryan Martin. If they do, it's a fluke. It's could be because he messed up.
He messed up. What's he run?
Yeah, Fireball Camaro.
Fireball Camaro. I'll go back and watch another one of those shows. I get caught up on all this stuff. Mm. And what's the closest you race a No Prep? Will that be Tulsa?
That will be Tulsa and Ennis, Texas. It'll be the two closest.
Okay, when is Tulsa?
John, when's Tulsa? When's Tulsa?
October-ish?
October-ish.
I'm going in circles of the dirt track. I'm going to be there. I want to watch this. I want to see you live and go after it.
Hopefully by October, we ought to have that car lined out and be a real thorn in some people's sides.
Yeah, so no one can beat Martin, huh?
Pretty He's tough. A two-time champion last two years in a row.
Huh?
I wouldn't say nobody can beat Martin. I'll just say nobody has beat Martin yet. Eventually that's probably coming.
Nobody works harder testing than Ryan. I mean, he 100% probably deserves to be where he's at.
Oh, where's he from?
He's from Oklahoma City.
Is he?
Norman area, yeah.
Yeah. Well, very cool.
Luckily, he's on our team.
How many's on the team?
I think there's six or seven of us that run in the No Prep King deal. Maybe eight.
Got right there in the 405. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. When you're not racing and you guys are off season, who's your go-to guy in the Outlaws? Who's your buddy?
Probably my best friend out of all of them is Dominator.
Okay.
Seeing Dominators drives what?
Dodge Dart.
Oh, I feel sorry for him.
It's really a nice car.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm just talking about the Dodge side of it.
he's got a Noonan Hemi and a pair of 88 turbos on it. I mean, it's got potential to be really, really fast. He's kind of like us. He struggles. He's figuring it out. I mean, new combos take a while.
Yep. No, I get it. All right. Just a few minutes left in the show. 316-462-3673. We can take a couple more callers here real quick. And
funny thing is, Dominator is from Ark City, too.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I did learn something new there, too. That's where he's from, too.
Yeah, but he's like a later era. He's younger than me. So, like, I moved out of there in the 80s. He lived there in the late 90s.
So, what made you go to Oklahoma?
My parents.
Parents, okay.
I was like 14 when we left there.
I got you. I did not know you were from Ark City. Small world, isn't it?
Yep.
Very small.
You know, we were talking about the shocks and stuff on these race cars. I talked to Don Foster a while back that used to run modifieds and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I never knew how many shocks you guys had on them dirt cars. He showed me you guys got like six of them on them dirt cars.
It depends on which setup you got going there. Most cars today are actual shocks are four, one on each corner, but then you've got a slider and then if you run on a pull bar, you got another shock on top of the pull bar and that sort of thing. Cause you could have five total, but you're going to have a slider on the other side of it too.
See, that's way too much for me. That's why I drag race. I could just pull up to the line and go. That's too much work to try and figure out different tracks. But that's the thing. You guys really do have to, really have to tune those cars and tweak all that every track you guys go to.
Yes, sir. Every track's different from gearing. Just like I hear Monza talk about his stuff, the shocks set up, the spring set up, the gearing, all that stuff. I mean, it all changes and stuff. Stagger the tires, everything else too, and from that part. But you don't run, and you can't have any stagger, right? You got that tire, both tires got to match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would just create it going left or going right real hard.
Real hard. Can you adjust that with air pressure or not? Or is it hard to get a drag slip, same dimensions for both rears?
Rollout is very important. You want to air the tire up, same air pressure and measure around it and make sure your rollout's the same. Normally, Hoosier or somebody like that does that. When you buy a match set, you get a set, that the rollout matches.
Gotcha. Yes,
if you don't, you'll know it in a hurry.
That's what I'm saying, in a hurry.
Yeah.
See, we have to have stagger in our car. We got to have a bigger right rear than the left rear and stuff to make that thing go around the corner and stuff too.
On ours, we don't do that. But say for going left or right, we'll run rear steer. You can run the rear end a little crooked, make it drive straight. The more power you put in the car, usually the more rear steer you got to put in it or more preload.
Okay, one last question for you real quick. I think I've asked this question. This car has went how fast?
We've been 200 mile an hour in the eighth with it.
Now, what's the ET?
That was a 399.
Okay, what do you think the Chevelle's going to do?
It better run 370s or I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I get it. I understand totally. So, anyway, let's see. Where are we at, Josh? No more callers or anything?
I do have one more thing, Phil. We're starting a new category down at Mid-America Dragway this year. So we've got our Junior Street. We've got our Junior Dragster. But this year, with all of our bracket races, all seven of our bracket races, we're going to have a high school category. So high school category is full quarter-mile drag racing. The kids have to have a driver's license, have to be high school age, but it's a category that they can sign up for points and they can actually qualify to go run at the ET Finals for Division Five in that. So,
okay, very cool.
Try to get more of the kids going in this racing stuff. Eventually somebody can take over for Monza. I gotta get kids interested in doing my job, so I got somebody to take over for me one day.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, anyway, everybody, here till 4 o'clock here at the Race Open House. Monza's going to be in the house here selling T-shirts, autographs, pictures, all that good stuff. He's actually going to race a little RC truck here just a little while out in front at about 11 o'clock.
And I should have brought mine.
You didn't bring it?
No.
Okay.
I was on a plane.
All right. Anyway, bar to bars over here at the motorcycles. We've got BG products over here. We've got all kinds of vendors here to see. Renegade's going to start doing some fuel seminars so you can talk about fuel. And Monza, what fuel do you run?
We're running Renegade now.
Are you running Renegade?
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious what you were running in your car and stuff like that, too. So a couple hot rods down the hallway here to see. Got the RC cars up here running circles for more entertainment. And don't forget to get registered up for the 5% rebate card we're offering.
Don't forget about those Traxxas.
Then, yeah, the Traxxas. We got all kinds of Traxxas set up here to come out and have fun. So I guess you want to get in that drag race and come out and buy a truck like Monza did and go racing. But I think Roberts has got to get you tuned up, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure you ain't even charged the batteries or nothing. My pit crew's slacking.
Hey, slacking. You got to do a little adjustment here, aren't
we? Yeah, where's he at?
Yeah, I don't know, but he took off running hit on me, didn't he?
You're his boss, right?
Yeah. So does that make him crew chief?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Roberts better get on a stick here. It's 10 o'clock, and you got an hour to get that thing tuned up and ready to go.
Yeah, he's got some work to do.
Yes, he does. So, anyway, Josh, if I forgot anything? All right, everybody, come see us out here. Lunch, 11 to 1. Come check all the fun we've got going on. Come meet Monza. Come
get a
T-shirt.
Whoa. Yo. They racing these at 11 and lunches at 11?
11 to 1 is a lunch.
This is not going to work.
Well, let me eat a quick hamburger before we go out. Yeah. Racing just got postponed.
Yeah.
It just don't get caught eating any hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, gentlemen, thanks for coming, hanging out on the show with us. Thanks for being here. Let's go have some fun. Everybody, we'll talk to you next Saturday.